Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on in. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Tuesday. We got a lot to do today, including one of our favorite games in the show that we haven't played in a while. We'll get to that. Devin Caney at 11. Nick Sirianni, hear what he had to say on the morning show coming up in a little bit. Ross Tucker, kiss the baby as we get to week 9 in the NFL and a Sixers team that is really, really fun to watch right now. A lot to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a coat.
Shout out
to Coach Jackson.
That is
Delaware
a nice
State
coat.
Hornets. Look at that, man. Look how nice this coat is, man.
I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're playing. I mean, that's a Letterman's
nice.
Jacket.
This is a Letterman's jacket.
Yeah.
You see me.
Got my Delaware State Hornets.
This is nice.
Sounds like you're ready for Thursday night.
Yes, I am. I am ready to go, man. I'm just so happy now that I got a coat. I ain't got to worry about being warm outside. You know what I mean?
This is
a legit coat.
It's legit. It is. And nice. That game Thursday night, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. All right, a lot to get to today, Hugh. It also is a Tuesday, the 28th of October. You know what next Tuesday is, Hugh Douglas? A week from right now. We are 1 week away from the NFL trade deadline.
Okay.
And obviously the Eagles are going to be front and center as a team that is 6-2 right now and looking to move forward and try to win the Super Bowl again in back-to-back years.
Back-to-back.
So the Eagles are going to be a big part of
the
conversation.
They're in a good position to go back-to-back, too, by the
way. They are, and that's not easy.
It's not easy to be in position to go back-to-back.
We say it all the time on this show. It's not easy. But the Eagles are in position. But I think there's two elements to the trade deadline that we're going to be focused on, and everyone nationally is going to be focused on with the Eagles. The first part is going to be what they add, right? Like, what do they get, an edge? Do they get a corner? You know, what do they get another depth piece on the offensive line? What is Howie after to go push them forward? But the other side, and let's not pretend it's not there, is going to be the story about A.J. Brown over the next week. It's going to be a story. What kind of offers the Eagles get, and does anything pique their interest? So, Hugh, we've discussed the A.J. Brown stuff all year because it quite clearly seems like he's not happy and he's frustrated and all these kind of things and all this cryptic stuff and the team have to answer about it, the coach, the players, all that. So there, really, here's the question, Hugh, as I think this is the number one thing that we have to talk about as a fan base before we get into should they. Are you even entertaining it? Like, is it even on the table for you, the idea of trading A.J. Brown? And I'll start us off. It is for me. It is absolutely on the table that I would trade A.J. Brown over the next week. Now, that doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. It doesn't mean I dump him. It doesn't mean it's addition by subtraction. He's still a really good player. And I think the Eagles roster is better with A.J. Brown than just without A.J. Brown, like in a black and white sense. Like, they're better without. They're better with him, right? He's just a really good player. But I would consider trading him over the next week for a few reasons. Number one, I can't unsee what I saw on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They played their best football without him. Whether you want to say it was a coincidence, the Giants, all that, all right, that's fine.
Blah, blah, blah.
But I saw it. I saw they play their best football without him. That's in my head if I'm Howie Roseman over the next 7 days. I also think about his production compared to the headache. He's not as productive as he used to be. And you could say that's Jalen Hurts' fault, it's Kevin Petullo's fault, it's his hamstrings' fault. He comes into this week 41st in receptions, 36th in yards, 93rd in success rate. He's not as dominant as he once was. The other thing I think about is team first. If this is a distraction, I consider moving on from a distraction. And I'll finish with the fourth reason I'm considering this. I think he's gone anyway in the offseason, right? So if everyone is kind of realizing this isn't going to happen anyway, could I get more now and make the Eagles' future better by doing it now? If the answer is yes, and I could get more today than I would in February or March, then I have to consider it. Now, yeah. If I don't get less and it's the same price, then that becomes more challenging because I'm trying to win the Super Bowl this year. But let's just start here. 215-592-9494. Is trading A.J. Brown even on the table for you? It is for me. Hugh, what do you think? It's a complicated one because usually 6-2 teams don't trade away good players.
You know, it's complicated, Joe, and allow me to long talk
here
just for a minute.
Here we go.
Because I feel there's a lot at play here. I like how you set that up, Joe, because it felt to me like you were trying to be clear and concise about your take because a lot of people don't hear.
I tried. No one's going to listen, but that's okay. I tried.
And I'm listening. I'm like, look at Joe trying to be clear and concise because he don't feel like dealing with the foolishness.
I wrote down bullet points here.
Yeah.
I got him.
He don't feel like dealing with the foolishness today. It's going to be foolishness, Joe, because no matter how you frame it, nobody here heard or is going to hear exactly what you said. You started off by saying you don't want to trade him, but you cannot deny what you saw Sunday.
Yep.
And I'll say this to that. There's a lot in play. There's a lot of intangibles in that game. Like the Giants defensively aren't one of the better defenses that we saw. Mm-hmm. And there was that to consider. But look at it like this. Let's pretend I'm trying to help you out here. Let's pretend we're at the bar, folks. And these are hypotheticals, so don't get in your feelings talking about why are you guys trying to trade AJ Brown? Nobody trying to trade anybody, man. This is a conversation. I feel real nice with my jacket on today.
You look
nice.
Sharp.
I feel real regal.
Sharp is the word. Yeah.
No. So think about it like this. We've been complaining all year long so far about the pass rush and how anemic it's been. So much so that we knocked on Brandon Graham's door and we asked him to come out of retirement after we forced him into retirement to play football. And, you know, true to a man, Brandon came out and he did his thing. He's going to come out and he's going to do his thing. I think that's very commendable on him because he basically said he never wanted to not play. He wanted to try to get one more year. I think that's awesome. 16 years in the league at the defensive end spot is something that a lot of guys don't get to do. They really, really don't. So when you talk about this pass rush and getting back to the Super Bowl, that's an area where we might need some help. Oh, yeah, and Josh Sweat, by the way, I think he got 4 sacks on the season so far. So that you look at that and you look at what other teams are doing, and I think that if you're going into this, now you're not thinking about trading AJ, but if an offer is presented to you where – you can get a young pass rusher that's under contract for AJ. I think that you have to listen to that and weigh your options and weigh what potentially the young guys can bring to the table. Jahan Dotson, who was at Mechie, and those guys. I'm not saying they're on the caliber of AJ Brown, but Ibuka.
Sound like Gronk.
Yeah. The young man down there in Tampa got an opportunity to play. Now, think about it like this. He got an opportunity to play out of necessity. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. This is not we're sitting here trying to trade AJ. We're trying to get back to the Super Bowl. And if somebody offers you something that could potentially help that ride be a little easier, I think you have to consider that.
Well, I also think you have to consider that the Eagles aren't just about winning this year's Super Bowl. Of course they want to, right?
They want to win multiple.
They want to win a lot of Super Bowls. And I don't know, we'll unpack it today, what kind of offer would move the needle for the Eagles on A.J. Brown over the next week. Because you go back to the reports this weekend, both Diana Rossini and Adam Schefter said, and I'm paraphrasing, if it was a blockbuster offer, they would listen, right? They would consider, is that two twos? Is that a two and a three? I don't know if a team's trading a one. Like, I don't know what it is that would move the needle that much. Mm-hmm. But think about the Eagles and how they've been built over years and years. Second round picks here have become superstars.
Yes.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was a second round pick. LeSean McCoy was a second round pick. I mean, Cooper DeJean was a second round pick. The Eagles have hit home runs. Landon Dickerson, a second round pick. So if you can get a pick that high, it has to be considered. And I just want to come back to this. My feeling, and you may disagree, and you may say this is all noise, I don't think the guy wants to be here, or he doesn't seem happy here. So I'm not going to force it. Again, I'm not dumping him. I don't want to trade him away for a fifth-round pick just to be addition by subtraction. But if the Eagles can get a huge offer, I would trade A.J. Brown over the next week. 215-592-9494. A lot of that is because I think he's gone anyway in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can maximize the value now, I'd be willing to do it. I think it could make the team overall better. Like you're talking about, Hugh, if they reinvested in an edge or a corner or whatever. And the other thing, you mentioned Dotson and Mechie. Obviously, those are not going to – those guys don't move the needle like A.J.
No, A.J. does.
But you know what? A couple years ago, I mean, we had literally two examples of MVP quarterbacks – that have succeeded without star receivers, right? First, it was Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill was a star. Tyreek Hill's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. And that was because of money rather than unhappiness. But what did the Chiefs do? They sent him out. And all they've done is gone back to Super Bowl since he's not been there. And then the more recent one, and probably the one that is more similar to this, is Stephon Diggs. Like, would anyone say Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman are on the same level as Stephon Diggs?
Mm-mm.
But have the Bills suffered? No, they've won just as much. Josh Allen won an MVP without Stephon Diggs. So there's more to this than just name value. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on this. Is trading A.J. Brown on the table for you? Like, would you even consider it a week out from the trade deadline? I would. I think you would too, Hugh.
And let me say this, because I was talking to my brother in Christ last night, Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that I thought about on the way home. He said, if A.J. really wanted out of here, he said, because he doesn't believe A.J. wants out.
Okay.
He said, because if he did, he would be more adamant about it.
Instead of passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive. Because he said, think about it like this. T.O., when he wanted out, he wanted out. And it was no secret about him wanting out. This A.J. thing is something a little different. You know, it's more passive-aggressive. But it's – when you look at the offense the other day, I should say,
mm-hmm.
it looked fluid. For whatever reason.
Yep.
It just looked fluid. It looked flowing. It looked Jalen looked comfortable. So I think that if even though that might not be your goal is to trade him, I think you would be foolish not to listen because you could potentially get something that you weren't expecting to get.
Yeah, you could. Let's hear Emmanuel Acho talking about this after watching the game on Sunday. The idea, the concept of trading A.J. Brown before the trade deadline.
Today was the first day I said the Eagles should trade A.J. Brown.
Wow.
And it's not because A.J. Brown's not incredibly valuable. I think he's a top five, really top three receiver in football. It's because A.J. Brown is likely going to be gone at the end of the season regardless. So you might as well trade him while you can get the most for him. If you trade him right now, every team thinks they're one A.J. Brown away from winning a Super Bowl. So if you think you're one A.J. Brown away from winning a Super Bowl, you're going to give up more to get A.J. Brown. In the offseason, you're like, oh, well, let me just go draft this wide receiver for cheap instead of acquiring A.J. Brown. Supply and demand is real simple. The demand for A.J. Brown is going to be so much higher right now before the trade deadline that you can increase the asking price for A.J. Brown. That's the only reason I'm saying Eagles consider moving him. Not because he's not good, he's elite. Not because he's not incredibly valuable, he's elite. But given the fact that the NFC is down this year, and I think the Eagles can probably win the Super Bowl without A.J. Brown. If you have to part ways with A.J. Brown regardless, why not part ways with A.J. Brown while you can get the most from him?
A lot of things to unpack there. I mean, he thinks they can win it without him. Some people may disagree, but the point he made there about you could create a bidding war and maybe a team is more desperate now because they see a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I don't know, the Patriots, the Colts, teams that we didn't expect. Maybe they have a bigger offer on the table rather you get to the offseason. They're like, well, we could draft someone. Well, we got free agency. So Acho says, yeah, he would do it now. Donovan McNabb yesterday on the afternoon show, he cut off a question about trading A.J. Brown. He doesn't see it happen. Here's Donovan.
Donovan, A.J. Brown is a super talented player that doesn't seem super happy. The trade deadline is about 9 days, and while
they won't
it seems,
do it,
well, can
they
I let me
how
ask
we, how we won't do it because how we would get they would come down on how
I don't
he
think
won't
so.
Do it.
You think locally they would? I don't think locally they would. Come
yeah, they
down
would.
On
they
I
would.
Don't think so. I really
well,
do. I disagree.
Anytime you lose, this is the thing. Anytime you lose a weapon like that, people outside can look past everything else that's been created in the locker room. People can look past it at, and then all of a sudden they start pointing the finger elsewhere. But I think this possibly could be his last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't think he pulls the trigger to do that come trade deadline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, it feels like, and Donovan was pretty strong on it. He thinks Howie wouldn't do it because of the backlash. I don't know. I mean, people generally reason with things and figure things out, a way to kind of smooth it over and believe that the thing will work out. I don't think people will crush Howie if they trade him. We will see. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what do you feel on this? We are a week out from the NFL trade deadline. Is trading AJ even on the table for
you? Not for me. No, I mean, I think point blank period, it starts and ends with what you started your whole rant with, is that we're trying to go back to back, and the Eagles are a better offense with AJ Brown. I'm not just like going to be completely sold that we're better without AJ Brown because of what I saw was like an anomaly of a game, basically, for our offense this season against a really bad Giants team. Like, if I trusted that the run game was all of a sudden fixed, which, you know, one game, I'm not, then it might be a little bit of a different conversation. If I trusted that this was just going to be a continued ascension from Jalen Hurts the whole rest of the season, then it would be something that, you know, maybe I'd consider a little bit more. I think what I wholeheartedly believe is that the offense is probably going to regress a little bit back to the mean of what we saw through the first, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and middle out from what we saw the last 2 weeks, where the quarterback is probably a little more inconsistent. The run game still struggles a little bit. Like, I'm not just sold that those two things are fixed yet to where I'm saying, oh, we're a well-oiled machine without A.J. Brown. Like, we are a better team with A.J. Brown. And I just don't, I guess if I'm looking at what kind of compensation we might get back, I can't think of a team that would want to trade for A.J. Brown right now that is willing to give up another premier player because they're trying to win. They would be trying to win a Super Bowl too. So it would be draft picks. I'm not doing this for draft picks.
Yeah. Unless you could pivot the draft picks and make another trade. Right,
but that's
possible.
But that's a lot, right? Then you're asking for two outcomes to go your way,
yep,
as opposed to just one. And then, by the way, I mean, think about this: like if AJ Brown is gone, then Devontae Smith, say God forbid, gets injured, then we have Jahan Dotson who stinks. John Mechie, who stinks, and basically me, you, and Hugh Douglas out there catching passes for this team. So, I don't know. It would have to be something like completely insane, which I just don't see coming down the pipeline for me to even consider this.
Yeah, and I think that's where the Eagles are at. It seemed the way the reporting was this weekend, it feels like they would listen if the offer is big. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? We are a week away from the NFL trade deadline. Is the trade AJ thing even on the table for you? It is for me. Again, I'm not dumping them if someone says, here's a late fourth round pick or a fifth round pick. That's a dump. I'm not doing that when I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. But if I can kind of make this thing better with addition by subtraction, and I could get big draft picks for the future, which I have for the future, or like Hugh's talking about, pivot for a pass rusher or a corner, I'm considering it. And also,
You got to make it worth my while.
Yeah, and I also think this could be a depreciating asset, guys. As much as you don't want to trade him now, what are the odds he is more valuable in the offseason? He has another hand. So in the last 12 months, 13 months, it's been three hamstring injuries and a knee. What if, and Kyle put up the point of, okay, Devontae gets banged up. You don't have AJ. Then you got nothing. What if AJ has the rest of the season, this hamstring hampers him, and it's two straight years with leg injuries? You think we're getting much for him in the offseason when he forces his way out of here? It's going to be a fifth-round pick in the offseason or a fourth-round pick, and it's going to feel like, oh, man, we missed the moment to trade him. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. Man?
Let's get into this, guys. Mm-hmm. Kyle convinced me. Kyle showed me the light here, made me rethink things. And
wow,
Kyle's
Badger
right.
And the witnesses. He's back. This is what we do. Go ahead.
Kyle's right. Mm-hmm. This is a terrible take by you two in the studio. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's more to blame, but I think I have a good idea. But let's get into some facts
Douglas,
here first.
Clearly, Hugh. Yeah.
Yep. Clearly. Agenda Douglas there. Mm-hmm. Devontae Smith has an injury history, just like we said. Jahan Dotson, even though he's a Penn State brother, he does stink. He's terrible, all right? He's a bust. Goddard's like a walking injury. Every year gets hurt. Saquon is, got a lot of wear on those tires, and he's already got a tire.
Chris, I'll let you finish. I just want to point out the irony that we're calling everybody else injury-prone, while the guy that we're talking about just missed a game because of injury. You realize, in the last year, AJ's the injury-prone one of this group. We know that, right?
Well, let's look at his impact on the team. Okay. So, Joe, you're falling right into the shenanigans that Douglas has thrown out there because you're agreeing – in essence, you're agreeing with his Friday nonsense.
Yeah, kind of.
Hugh, the Giants stink, okay? And you guys are using that as logic of, see, we don't need AJ, because this is Hugh's spin. This was how he was going to try to puff out his chest and say that he's right. Mm. They're 2-6. They have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL, worst secondaries. Let's remind you what A.J. Brown really is. This team, and he was trying to say, well, because we beat one of the worst secondaries, see, we don't need him. No. Let's go back and say, what value does he bring against the best passing secondary in the NFL, one of the top passing secondaries, the Rams? And who was it that took over that game in the fourth quarter to beat the Rams? Hugh, who was that?
I can't remember.
You don't remember the receiver? Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
It was AJ Brown.
I know.
AJ Brown.
He's not falling for your trap questions, Chris.
Yeah, that's what happened
there. The banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah. So you know what? And I'm going to let you guys go. But mm-hmm. Hugh, on the way out the door, I got to leave you with this. And this is going to be a consistent message all week. Listen, you just got a free coat, okay? You got that out of your boy, okay? So that frees up a lot of extra capital that you have in your pockets.
A free coat.
Go spend a little.
No, I pay for this.
He got me a sweatshirt. How about this?
Yeah, I pay for this.
We are the official Delaware State show. We got a big game Thursday night. I got to show the whole YouTube audience.
I pay for this.
Candy, you. Put some candy out in the bucket.
Well, he does have to put the candy. That is absolutely for sure. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. Roberto in Philadelphia is up on WIP. Good morning, Roberto.
What's up, Joe? How are you doing?
What's up, Roberto? What's going on?
So, So look, like, I don't really agree that AJ is the asset that everybody kind of thinks he is. I think some people are rationalizing his value to be so high that there could be a good return for him because they just want to move off him. And, like, you know, I agree that if the right offer, you know, is offered, you got to look at it. And, you're not just saying no. Like, AJ isn't some young superstar where people are calling and you're like, absolutely not. But if the right offer comes up, you do entertain it. I'm sure you look into it. You know, this is a business. What could we get back for this? How is this going to affect us in the future? But another thing I will say is, like, A.J. Brown, I think, sometimes has a right to be upset because ever since he's been here, he's constantly been scrutinized. Everything that he does feels like it's under a microscope. And although I do agree that sometimes he could be more humble, he can just, you know, leave the media stuff out of his head. He lets it get to him. But he's constantly under a microscope, and all the guy wants to do is win and perform. And, you know, you're changing all these offensive coordinators. Sometimes you don't get to get involved. And I just think as a player who wants to make an impact, sometimes it's okay if you get upset when you're not involved because we've seen some of the best star receivers mm-hmm. on great teams, on bad teams. If they're not getting the ball, they're going to look at their coaching staff and say, hey, look, coach, I'm the guy that's going to make a big play. Just believe in me. Like, and when you go to those guys and give them those opportunities, like AJ against the Rams, AJ against the Vikings, they show up constantly. You know what I mean?
Roberto, can I ask you a question?
Of course you.
What superstar athlete have you known to never be heavily criticized or scrutinized?
See, Hugh, I agree with you because I think he lets it get to him too much. Like I do. But to be fair to him, it's constant. And like to me, like he's not like a T.O. Like, you know, T.O. could have handled himself a little better, stayed with the Eagles, and we could have won maybe multiple Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. But you
so
know what? You got it, Roberto. Finish your thought. My fault.
I'm just like, and I just appreciate AJ for not being like maybe a Odell or like a T.O. who just acts out on the side. Like maybe he pouts a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, he read his book or whatever, but some guys go to slamming stuff.
Right. Roberto. He's not as demonstrative but you know what? In that sense. And Roberto, good phone call.
You know what, Roberto and Joe? It's funny because a lot of people say that, well, we heavily scrutinize our athletes and they don't do anything. I could think of an athlete who has done nothing that I can think of that has been, you know, he hasn't acted out. He's probably, you know, said some stuff that we haven't agreed with. But LeBron James is one of the most scrutinized athletes on the planet.
Comes with the territory.
And he people got mad at him for the whole, I'll take my talents to South Beach, some of the stuff that he's done. He's heavily scrutinized every day, and he's done nothing that I feel is warrants the scrutiny. That's just the nature of the beast.
It is. And look, with A.J. Brown, to me, this year with him and our conversation, it's not about his performance. It's been a little up and down. We understand it. He's been banged up. The offense has been up and down. I think this is about him. It feels to me, and you may disagree with me, I don't think he truly is happy here. So that's part of why I feel this way. All right, 215-592-9494. Is trading A.J. Brown even a consideration for you? Hugh and I are not taking it off the table. It's absolutely on the table for me. Your calls will give you a chance to win a prize today. We'll tell you how and what that – it's a great prize, by the way. And on the other side, what compensation would it look like if they actually traded A.J. Brown? What are we talking about? What is a big offer? Former Eagles scout. You're going to hear what he had to say about this next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ooh, I had to take my jacket off, Joey.
Hey,
God, I ain't used to wearing a coat. It got warm.
Coats are usually more for outside. I do appreciate you had it. I mean, again, you look sharp today.
It's a nice jacket, it man. Is, That's yeah. a nice jacket. Now yeah. I got to get a CSU jacket.
You going to wear it to the game Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got to get, like, now I'm on the HBCU jacket kick. I need to get me a couple more of these.
Yeah. It's a cool coat.
It's a nice varsity. We need to bring back the Letterman jackets.
I agree.
Like, as old individuals.
I agree.
Yeah, because they're nice, man. They're really nice. Yeah. This is a nice jacket.
Thursday night, by the way, at the Link is the Dell State Norfolk State game with DeSean Jackson's team, Michael Vick's team. I believe there's some tickets still available. So if you want to go, it's going to be a cool time.
It is, man. I've talked to a lot of friends about it. As a matter of fact, when I went on campus yesterday, went to the bookstore, there was a lot of stuff that was sold out because people, and I could hear, I was ear hustling a little bit. They're excited about the game, man. Saw DeSean. I didn't get a chance to see Coach Jackson, but I saw some of his coaches. They're excited about the matchup. They're excited about Vic and DeSean coming back to the Link and playing. It's going to be a fun time, man.
It's going to be awesome. 215-592-9494. Is trading A.J. Brown even on the table for you? And when I say that, it means if the Eagles get a big offer. Again, I'll make it very clear. I don't want to dump A.J. Brown. If I could get through this season with him and try to win another Super Bowl, that's probably the
most logical thing.
And it's what I think the Eagles would want.
Yeah.
But my point on this is, my sense is he's unhappy. He's frustrated. I think that's pretty clear to everyone based on what he's put out there. Mm. And, well, it feels to me like he's
we don't know what he is.
I know, but he's made it that way, right? He's made it so we're confused.
He's made it awkward, Joe.
That's a good word.
Because it's like, to Ike's point yesterday, he said, we know what somebody looks like when they're trying to get out of here. T.O., when he was ready to go, he was ready to go. Mm-hmm. And it was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh, he made it clear, yeah.
This is something different. He's frustrated. And when given the opportunity to talk about it, he's unclear.
You're right. What concerns me about his frustration is he just came off of 4 for 121 and 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
And he still put something out there. Like, of all the weeks, last week should have been the quiet week. He's injured. He's coming off his best game. And it still was a loud week.
The quiet game is crazy.
Yeah.
You ever played a quiet game with your kids?
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't work anymore. When they were 4-2 and 5-3, it was great. Yeah. The quiet, they're 10-8. There is no quiet anymore.
I'm out of here with that.
All right. And this is not quiet. It's going to be loud till the trade deadline. He is on the table for me. If the Eagles get a big offer, I would trade him right now if they get something huge. Now, what is huge? What could it be? I thought this conversation was interesting. Colin Cowherd and John Middlecoff. And if you don't know that last name, Middlecoff used to be an Eagle scout. He worked under Howie Roseman. Now he's in the media. But listen to what he said as they kind of workshopped what this is and then what they could get back for A.J. Brown if they did trade him the next week. Here is that conversation.
Philadelphia today, 38 points. Offense hasn't looked better, and A.J. Brown didn't play. I think Philadelphia was really interested on what they would look like today without him. Do you think they're going to move him at the deadline?
If you're the Eagles, you go, our division's over. We're set. So now it's just about trying to get seeding, get that number one seed, and how do we match up Rams, Seattle, Detroit? So to me, that's the conversation around A.J. Brown. I do think if they go, listen, are we better off? Does it free Jalen up a little bit? Can we also transition to the next several years? Because some of these core guys aren't going away. Can we get two twos from New England and give him back to Vrabel? Can we get a bidding war going with some AFC teams for his services? To me, New England makes a lot of sense. Would you take a 2-3 for him right now and just be like, hey, let's get rid of some money. Let's pivot, make him happy. I definitely think it's on the table.
All right, so there you go. That's a former Eagle scout, worked under Howie Roseman, and he threw out the compensation of two twos or a 2-3. And I thought it was interesting when he said you could kind of pivot and make the future brighter. You know, we'll get back to the phone lines in a second, but our last caller said something. Remember when we had the conversation in the offseason about Myles Garrett? And,
yes.
And you're part of your pushback, Hugh, and a lot of callers who didn't want Myles Garrett. I'm sure Kyle remembers this because he was upset. Well, not just the money. But
he upset?
Yeah. The future, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk about the future. Isn't this the same conversation? We could all be clear. If the Eagles had acquired Myles Garrett, they'd have a better chance of winning this year's Super Bowl. But part of the reason that people say, well, they shouldn't give up all that for Myles Garrett is it hurts them to win future Super Bowls because they got to pay this guy, they can't pay that guy. Isn't this that, but in the inverse? If they traded AJ now and got a haul for him, yes, it would probably make this year's chances less, but it would make next year's chances and the year after that more. I mean, it feels to me similar in that it's not just about the 1 year. It's about the next 2 to 5 years.
I think it depends on how you look at it, Joe, because I look at it like this. Just to give you a little inside look at how I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. If I'm trading A.J. Brown, it's for an impactful defensive player.
So you want to do something to make sure you get something back.
Yeah.
I'm doing it like
when I think about this, if I'm doing this, it's for an impactful defensive player. Fairly young, that's making some noise. Because A.J. Brown, like, you can say what you want to say about him. I still think he's a really, really good player.
Yeah, of course.
I think that, you know, he would help a team out. But on the flip side of that, if I'm giving him up, I need a pass rusher. That's flat out. Like, in my mind, when I think about this potential trade or hypothetical trade, whatever you want to call it, I'm looking for somebody that's coming off the corner. Yeah.
GM Douglas is the guy.
Calm down.
Roseman over here.
We are professionals.
I am a professional.
Come on now. We're grown ups.
We're talking about like a Myles Garrett thing. Like, first of all, that's not coming. That's not happening because the Browns aren't going to want to acquire A.J. Brown. They don't need A.J. Brown right now.
They would want draft.
There's no there's no perfect fit for a team that is going to want A.J. Brown that's not contending. You know, or like a team that's trading for A.J. Brown is looking to win the Super Bowl, so they're not giving up their best pass rusher.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not happening.
It would have to be two separate deals. Howie trades for someone and then replenishes his draft picks by trading
and
A.J.
And that's too complicated for my tiny little brain, okay? But here's the thing. I just think a lot of times we get too obsessed with the draft picks thing. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown is 28 years old. So, like, we're talking about the future here. A.J. Brown still should be a part of the future.
Like, do you really think he's here next year?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Like, if I'm being fully transparent,
part of the equation for them. Right. Like, if they think he's gone anyway, then they got to be opening to listen now.
But again, I'm going back to back.
I know.
I need to go back. We're on the road again.
At least you've been solely focused on back to back the entire time.
I'm keeping the same energy. I want to go back to back.
Yeah, we got big picture over here. Well, we got small picture.
But like, if we get a two twos or something, one of those guys, maybe you're getting a wide receiver. And what are you doing with that wide receiver? You're hoping he turns out like A.J. Brown,
who was a second round pick. Yeah.
So we have A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
It's simple for me.
But he's not happy, or at least he's annoying while he's happy.
But hold on. But he's been doing similar stuff for a while now.
I know.
And they just went through the whole season last year. Read a book on the sideline. And guess what? We won a Super Bowl. Like, A.J. The equation for me is A.J. Brown has since equaled two Super Bowl appearances and one Super Bowl win. We're a better team with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, they have been. I wonder how long the juice is worth the squeeze. All right, let's go to Dante and Delco. What's up, Dante?
Yo, what's good, y'all? We can't get rid of A.J. Brown. We can't.
Well, they can. I mean, it's a matter of if they would. Yeah, I mean, they could do anything they want. They traded away their starting quarterback 5 years ago, and everyone lost their mind. It worked out.
Sure, he didn't have kneecaps, right? So we know A.J. Brown is part of this team. He's a captain. He's 28 years old. Look at Jalen's record with him.
Mm-hmm. It's very good with him. Yeah.
And they just scored the most points.
And with a piece like that, and you want to win a Super Bowl now, you do not let that go away. You do not trade it. You may listen to know what his market value is because it is a business, but you do not get rid of an A.J. Brown midseason when we're already running into the problems we did before.
What if you get an elite pass rusher?
Well, we already know we need that. I think we're getting lost in tweets.
Dante, you didn't answer the question, though. I mean, these are hypotheticals. These are not absolutes. We're doing hypotheticals. So I hypothetically asked you, what if you get an elite pass rusher?
If they put it on the board, sure. You know he's worth that much, but you still don't trade him.
So for you, he's not tradable then?
No, you don't trade him.
So
no.
Why are you listening to offers?
So Dante,
what are you doing?
Let me ask you this.
Hang up the phone,
Dante.
What if
he doesn't want to be here? You force it?
But we don't know if he doesn't want to be here.
But what if he doesn't?
We've been speculating all day. What are you talking about?
That's all we do.
Yeah, but
we've been recklessly speculating the whole week. What are you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Over tweets and IG. We know the dude wants to be here. Right? Because he hasn't said he doesn't.
Dante, I got to ask you. Let me ask a question.
He hasn't said he does, Dante.
Let me ask you a question. Last week, Diana Russini, not off the record, on the record, went up to Jeff Lurie at the owners' meetings and said, if A.J. Brown asked for a trade, what would you say? Dante, did you find it interesting? Because I did. Jeff Lurie didn't respond with, what? What are you talking about? He answered the question as if it was plausible. Doesn't that say something to you? Like, if Diana said to him, what if Jalen Hurts asked for a trade? I think Jeff Lurie would say, huh? What? Where'd that come from? Like, there's something going on that he responded to the question with a legitimate answer.
A.J. Brown is not Jalen Hurts.
No, so you're not going to answer the question.
Jeffrey Lurie is a business owner. You're going to hear it. Jeffrey Lurie is a business owner. Yes, I'm going to listen.
No, I think you're misunderstanding. Like, if let's say a couple is fighting, and then I say to you, what if they break up? You'd be like, uh-huh. And then if a couple's not fighting, and I say they might break up, you'd be like, what are you talking about? That'd be weird. Like, there's obviously something going on here that the owner entertained a question about him asking for a trade. Like, why didn't he just say, what are you talking about, Diana?
Because he's running a business.
So you think if she went up to him and said, Saquon Barkley asked for a trade, what would you say? I think he'd be surprised at that question.
Because we're comparing different pieces.
Right, because one guy, look, he's putting up a stink all the time.
You still have Smitty, so you'll listen to the offer.
Okay.
You don't have another Saquon. You don't have another Jalen.
I like how
you still have Smitty.
Rationalize a
hypothetical. Smitty was our wide receiver one before AJ got here. So you can still listen to the offers. Sure. That doesn't mean you have to take them.
Well, then that's where I'm at. I would listen to the offers. He's on the table.
But I'm not trading him. He's not on the table. So I'm listening.
Well, no, that's not on the table. That's a make-believe. If someone's on the table,
you're not make-believe.
Hold on. If you put something on the table, you have a value on it, right? So if someone meets the value, you shake hands and there's a deal. If someone's not on the table, then you wouldn't trade them no matter what the offer is.
And we're off and running.
And what happened in Dallas with Micah Parsons?
They traded him,
right?
Yeah.
They listened to our offer and then decided we're not sending him to the Eagles.
But they traded him to the Packers.
Sure, but he made the decision where if not, right? So we don't have to send him anywhere. You can still listen to offers.
Sure, okay, I get it. So it's make-believe.
It's a business.
But I hear you, and we figured it out. He's not really on the table for Dante. He's just willing to answer phone calls and string people along.
I love how we play mental gymnastics.
We do. Say he's on the table for you if you don't want to trade him. All right, before we go any further, Hugh, you know what we got today? This should spice up the show even more. Well,
Wait a minute. What we
we have ourselves a prize day. So on Thursday, this Thursday, guess where we're going to be?
Are you prepared, Hugh?
Do you know where we're going to be?
Yeah, I was making sure I was prepared. Kyle, I forgot.
First, do you know where we're going to be for the show on Thursday?
Well, I know where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be?
Thursday. I'll be there.
I was a little, got my feelings a little bit. No, where are we going, Joe?
The
both of us.
Yes, the both of us are going to be at Klondike Kate's in Newark on Main Street on Thursday from 10 to 2 doing our show, KlondikeKates.com.
Oh, I thought that was Wednesday.
No, that's Thursday. Okay, Thursday. Let's make sure we tell everyone. Listen, hold on. If you want to go to Klondike Kate's tomorrow, we love Klondike Kate's. Go there every day.
I got a lot going on.
But we're going to be there live on Thursday from 10 to 2. Both of us will be there. And we have a $50 gift card to give away to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Oh. Let's do it by playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? Oh. He's got a brand new clue.
Tuesday, right? Today is Tuesday.
Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You gonna be okay?
No, it's the holidays. I'm gonna blame it on the holidays. You know,
what holiday? Halloween?
I thought we were doing that tomorrow.
No, again, Thursday, 10 to 2, Klondike Kate's.
Okay, so tomorrow's
tomorrow is regular Wednesday in the studio.
Fair or foul to consider Halloween the holidays?
It is the holidays.
No. The holidays start with Thanksgiving.
First of all.
I might have to put a poll up.
I'm really stressed out why it's the holiday season.
No, because.
Which one?
Because first of all, you know just as well as I do, there are going to be some parents in the neighborhood that are going to be giving out adult trick-or-treat gifts, little prizes.
Well, you gotta be careful with the kids.
Well, no, but some parents, you know what I mean?
Let's be adults about this.
So they're going to be, they're going to have like adult beverages and stuff, and they're going to, it's on a Friday, Joe.
Oh, you
so
mean
they're going to turn
other adults?
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that makes it fun.
No,
yeah.
Not for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
oh,
like
okay.
They have the adult trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then the kid trick or treat back. So
I'll
it's
be
on
walking
Friday.
Around
it's going. They're
beverage,
gonna
yeah.
about to turn up.
Sure.
They're about to turn up on a Friday. So, yeah, no, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, okay. Man, I was a little off. But, okay.
Don't forget Hugh's Clues.
Yes, Hugh's Clues. The first clue for this one, I know y'all missed this game because we haven't done it in a while.
Yep.
So I've put a little bit of extra hot sauce on this.
Oh, God.
Just to spice it up a little bit.
Sure.
This is an iconic veteran.
An iconic veteran. So this yes. person served in
the service.
Okay.
He was a service person, but he was an iconic veteran.
Oh, an iconic veteran. We haven't played in a while. So
ooh, can I throw one out?
What do you mean?
That was,
You taking one off the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to take it off the board. I'll take it on my.
Okay. Rethought that one?
Yeah, rethought that.
Pulled that right back? All right. 215-592-9494.
It's a whole mess.
It is Hugh's Clues. An iconic veteran is your first clue today. The winner today, first one to nail it, $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Again, we'll be there Thursday from 10 to 2. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Yo, Joe Gilio. What's up, brother?
Big V, what's up?
Okay, well, first of all, you remember the last time we agreed?
Yeah. We're going to do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is like a twice-a-year thing. This is a big day. All right, go ahead, Big V.
For you, Joe.
Cook, Big V.
Okay, here we go. First of all, personally, I trade AJ for a ham sandwich. However, it is a business, but I want to get some good offer. That can help move, the Eagles closer to becoming the dynasty that they're looking to become.
Mm.
I'm glad you said that, Big V, because I think everyone's caught up, narrow just this year. Dynasties are over time, right? So the Eagles are going to be in position, with AJ or not, to be in the postseason this year. But if they get the right offer back and they flip him for something really good, they can extend their window by maybe a year or two or three.
Hold on. You can't be a dynasty without winning back-to-back.
You got to go back-to-back.
You got to go back-to-back first.
Well, sure.
They're not going back-to-back without AJ.
Hold on. Let's not forget that.
They're definitely not doing it with the ham sandwich. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, okay. But let's say they got two twos, and they turn. They're going to go to the playoffs this year anyway, and they turn those two twos into stars like they did with Cooper DeJean and Jalen Hurts and Landon Dickerson. It could extend the window to win multiple in 2026, 27, 28.
Counterpoint.
Big V and I are on vibrating on a higher frequency today.
Yeah, that's
all.
That's not
is.
Good for you, by the way.
I guess. What
are the odds that our luck runs out a little bit with these high draft picks? They're probably due for a dud or two.
I agree. And at some point, you may spend money badly, but it doesn't mean you don't want money if I offer it to you. I mean, like, if I'm giving you a couple $100, you're not going to say, you know what, I might spend this poorly, you keep it.
But it doesn't mean that I part ways with one of my most important assets.
I get it. Go ahead, Big V.
Okay, first of all, Kyle, Howie isn't going on luck, he's going on skill.
There we go. Tell him.
That's right.
He has a point where he's picking people, and they're proven to actually produce.
Mm-hmm. 100%, man.
Sunday should have shown us and shown AJ a few things. One, we can win without him and win big. So if he wants to continue on and get another ring, he should shut up and you know, get off of all of his social media platforms. Bottom line.
Agreed. Listen, it's get on board or get out is the message it was. Get on board or get out.
Correct. Now he needs to get on board because, yes, we do need him, but no, we don't need him.
And that really is the NFL more than it is just the Eagles. I mean, there's very few players that are irreplaceable or that a team can't move on without. Again, the Bills have been better without Stephon Diggs, or just as good as they were. The Chiefs have been better without, you know, at least winning, mm-hmm. without Tyreek Hill.
Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, guys.
Well, okay, but listen, we talked to a lot of people who absolutely trust Jalen Hurts. Big V trusts Jalen Hurts.
They're wrong.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's also your opinion.
No, hold on.
You don't think Jalen Hurts is on Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen's level?
I do not believe he
you
is.
Think Jalen Hurts was the passenger last year?
Yes, but I do think if the team plays like they did Sunday, which is by running the football, six offensive linemen. I also said yesterday, and I meant it, Devontae Smith's now the number one. We got to get it through our heads. I mean, to take Kyle Head 2 years ago, it took 2 years to percolate. The number one receiver now is Devontae Smith. So I'm trading away my number two, Big V. That's all.
Correct. And you look at Sunday, Jalen played a lot better because he was not holding the ball longer, waiting for AJ to get open.
How about that? Not forcing it, not having to think, just get playing within the offense, Big V. Now
there
we're talking.
There you go, baby.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Big V, what do you got? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I don't know. Depending on the mindset he's in, I'm thinking Colin Powell.
Colin Powell is a good answer. Very famous veteran. Big V, appreciate the phone call. That's the best Big V phone call we've ever gotten. I mean, the guest was on point. He agreed. I mean,
he said he would trade AJ Brown for a ham sandwich.
Well, he's putting a little hot sauce on it. I don't know if he meant that.
Are you sure?
Is there a draft pick equivalent to a ham sandwich? Like, what would feel like that? A seventh round pick?
Yeah. That's a ham sandwich.
That's not good.
I'd probably rather have a ham sandwich.
Than the seventh rounder?
All depends on the bread, though.
Well, Jordan Mailata was a seventh rounder.
He was.
Not a ham sandwich.
What kind of bread would you, if you had to make a ham sandwich right now, would you put it on?
I'm kind of fond of brioche
You're on a brioche kick.
Brioche, because brioche hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, nobody, like, when you just get a regular old ham sandwich, nobody puts no love in a sandwich. It's just like, here, take this. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's cold, probably cold.
Yeah.
It's probably not even Wonder Bread. It's probably just regular old white bread. You know what I mean? So you got to, if you want a ham sandwich made with love, you probably got to grill that thing a little bit. Throw some cheese on it with some brioche.
I am wondering now. You think Klondike Cates has anything with brioche rolls on the menu? Because if they do,
probably.
We're ordering
I wonder if they got tomato soup.
They might.
They have some good tomato soup.
Thursday, we'll be there. We will be there. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to everyone's phone calls. Devin Caney is going to join us. We'll also get to the Sixers in the next hour.
Hey.
How about that? 3-0, VJ Edgecombe. He's pushing Cooper Flagg for Rookie of the Year odds right now. And Maxey has played incredible basketball. Sixers are off to a great start. We'll get to them. Nick Sirianni, Ross Tucker later in the show. We kiss the baby on a Tuesday. Lot to discuss. We start here, though. Is A.J. Brown trading him? Is it even on the table for you? It is for me. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel's giving new customers $300 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.